So here we're going to take some sentences apart with nominative, accusative, and dative. So, soll ich deinem Mann einen Brief mitbringen? Ich is your subject in the nominative case. Should I bring your husband a letter along? Okay, to bring something along. What am I bringing along? Einen Brief. That's your direct object because it tells what it is I am bringing along. To or for whom? Deinem Mann. That's your indirect object. Deinem Mann. It's your dative. Unsere Küchenchef gibt dem Gast eine Flasche Rotwein. The kitchen chef gives the guest a bottle of red wine. So, our chef, the Christian chef, is the subject because he's the one giving. What is he giving? Ah, that's the accusative. Eine Flasche. And to or for whom? The guest. That's your dative. Gibst du mir bitte das Salz? Du bist the subject. Can you please give me the salt? What are you giving? The salt. That's your accusative. To whom? Me. That's your dative. Frau Müller schickt ihr die Briefe. Mrs. Müller sends her the letters. Who's doing the sending? Oh, that's Frau Müller. She's the subject. What is she sending? Die Briefe. That's your accusative direct object. To or for whom? To her. Ihr. That's your dative. Zeigt mir den Weg. He shows me the way. Who's doing the showing? He is. He's the subject. The nominative. What is he showing? Den Weg. That's the accusative direct object. And to or for whom is he showing? To me. Mir. That's your dative indirect object. Ah, here we go. We've got one of those dative prepositions. Du kannst bei mir übernachten. You can stay the night by me or with me. In other words, you can stay the night at my house. Du, you're the subject. That's your nominative. By is a dative preposition, which means me is dative. Ich gehe mit dir. I'm going with you. Ich is the subject. Mit is a dative preposition. Dir is then dative. Wir fahren mit der Bahn. We ride with the train. Wir is the subject. Mit is a dative preposition. So die Bahn is feminine. Feminine nouns in the dative case turn to der. So that's why it's mit der Bahn. Sie wohnt bei ihrem Bruder. She lives with her brother. Literally here by her brother, but they mean with her brother. Who's doing the living? She is. She's your subject in the nominative case. By is a dative preposition. So ihrem Bruder. Bruder, brother, is masculine. So dem Bruder, we want to say her brother here. So we're going to say ihrem. Sie arbeitet für das Unternehmen in Frankfurt. Oh, this is not a dative preposition. This is an accusative preposition. Sie is the subject. She works for the company in Frankfurt. Für is an accusative preposition. Therefore, das Unternehmen is also accusative. Arbeitet für eine große Firma in Berlin. Is the subject. Same thing. Für is an accusative preposition. Eine große Firma. It's feminine. And feminine, the accusative, stays eine. No changes.